Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 23rd of January, and I'm recording at 9:45 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, an interesting day here. We had some selling pressure come into the markets. Let's start first with the Asia-Pacific. Japan down nearly 0.8 of a percent. The Hang Seng down 1.5%. The Australian ASX down over 1%. And going back to Japan for a moment. Interestingly, the second section index, which we regard as a lead indicator for Japan overall, but you remember it rose for 13 out of 14 consecutive days. Very, very impressive. It's been a little bit lower in the last 3 days, so it has lost that uptrend consistency and is in a consolidation phase. And we still have the Nikkei 225 consolidating below that, mostly below that 16,000 level, which is not far off last year's high that led to the lengthy consolidation process, as you may recall. China mixed, but mostly a little bit easier in here today. But the Shanghai Composite was down less than 0.5%. Korea, these are all lower. Korea, Taiwan. An exception is India, modest gain here today, below 0.25%, though. And Thailand, not a bad day here, up 1.38%, not a bad day given what was happening elsewhere. That's the star performer in Asia, it looks like, today. Now, elsewhere, Europe closed with some moderate declines here today. The CAC 40, and also the OMX, that's Sweden, CAC 40 France, all both down over 1%, as was the Euro Stocks index. So again, a consolidation of recent gains continuing there. And on Wall Street had a shakeout here today, but then recovered a bit of it towards the close, particularly the NASDAQ and the S&P, especially the NASDAQ recovering those earlier losses. And it only closed down a little over 0.5%, 0.89% for the S&P 500 and a little over 1% for the Dow. Now, interestingly, Wall Street's been ranging. It's been very steady in that range here recently, ranging within, I should say, these very, very consistent overall upward trends. And there's no ends to those patterns yet. But every time we see a day like today where you get a bit of a brisk sell-off occurring in the morning, it does raise the question, you know, is the long overdue correction actually commencing? And that's a technical question more than a fundamental question. We know a lot about Wall Street, including what I would refer to as Wall Street exceptionalism. And I'm talking about the very competitive energy prices. And I'm also talking about the very impressive technology lead that the U.S. Market also has. But, you know, a lot of that's priced in, and the Fed tapering has commenced. And so it wouldn't be surprising if we had one of those long overdue 10% corrections, at least a mean reversion correction, take place on Wall Street. And also, when you look at some of the other markets that really ran ahead very early on, particularly markets that bottomed out in the fourth quarter of 2008 rather than in the first quarter of 2009, as Wall Street did. And those early front runners, they're markets like Thailand, Indonesia, and the Philippines. They peaked back in May of last year, and are still in what have been quite extensive corrective phases overall. So some investors are aware of that, and the valuations for those three ASEAN indices that I've just mentioned were about similar to what we see on the NASDAQ here today. So the U.S. is expensive, and basically I'm cautious about the U.S. market here, although it's still in form. But I mentioned this point. We need a rally tomorrow to indicate that it is still in form, and that's what's tended to happen in these ranging phases so far. My overall view is to be cautious regarding Wall Street in the short to possibly lengthy medium term, but very bullish for the long term because of those key factors of energy competitiveness and the technology lead that I mentioned earlier on. And I also talk about those in the big picture long-term outlook audios every Friday, as you probably know. Now, what else to mention here? Long-dated government bonds, with the tapering coming up, the Fed's doing a good job in, I think the Fed is influencing this, in keeping those long-dated government bond yields from rising. So we had a little downward break by the U.S. 10-year, if you look at the chart pattern here today, and that yield has pulled back to 2.77. Now it's still in within this medium-term consolidation, having run back up to the September high near three, just over the 3% level, and then backed off. And I think, understandably, the Fed would be is anxious to see those rates remain on hold. Our view is on the medium term to longer term basis, they will inevitably go higher as the U.S. economy improves. Now, elsewhere, the dollar was quite weak here today. A sharp pullback by the U.S. dollar index came down to 80.426. That's down over 740. No, not, I should say, 0.740 points in here today. But a sharp dynamic if you look at that chart, and the code for that's DXY for that dollar index against the European currencies. And the euro steady up to 1.3695. And sterling also hit a new high for this trading range against the US dollar at 1.6638. And what else to mention here? Gold strong today, up to 1264.63. It's a nice little upward dynamic. It's up $27.5 as I speak. And so, the longer it stays, as I've said in some of these earlier audios, longer as it stays steady in here above the lows that we saw tested several times from last year, that will continue to provide evidence that we're getting a support building phase here prior to ranging higher overall. Silver did not do as well. It did early on, but and gave up some of those gains, but excuse me, live broadcast there, you get the sneeze and all, no extra charge. But silver at $20.01, palladium and platinum, excuse me, I'm gonna sneeze again, sorry, maybe not. Palladium and platinum, small decline there. Elsewhere, let's just have a quick look in the industrial metals mixed. Looks like we had nickel and tin to the upside, the others just a fraction lower. Mostly mixed picture here, but oil always important. The Brent is a little weaker by 73 cents, down to 107.54. And the WTI US contract, that's up to 97.36. And that's about it. So be interesting to see what Wall Street does. As I said earlier on, if it gets a reasonable rally tomorrow, that'll reassure investors, and we'll probably get the Nasdaq pushing to a new high in that event. But there's a 10% plus mean reversion, reaction and consolidation out there in the not too distant future in all probability. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.